Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we're going to talk with Joanna Mason. She's a program manager for Expression Blend. Now, at Mix, we're going to have an awful lot of sessions focusing on expression and tools, since we are trying to get the whole designer focus going on at Mix. What exactly is your background, and how does it fit in with the designer audience?
Well, I've been at Microsoft now almost exactly 2 years. And I came to Microsoft with a background in animation, special effects, building tools for designers. I also worked in a games company, building tools for the designers of the game and for the animators.
So it wasn't actually the game itself, but it's actually the tools. Designers were using that made the
game. Yeah, so I've been
You forget that in order to make the game, you can't just kind of bring up Notepad and start typing away. You got to...
And it's especially for animation and for, I worked on some feature films for animation. And it's really great to work with the creatives and give them the capabilities through tools to, you know, realize their creative, you know, all the great and amazing creative ideas they have, their vision for that. And I came to Microsoft specifically to work on expression because the kinds of things that we're doing with expression are really, you know, taking visual design to a new level for interactive applications. And I think the expression tools are going to provide a much greater capability for designers and artists to push the limits of what people think of applications today. So it's very exciting. So I'm really enjoying it.
Now typically, Microsoft, so I've been at Microsoft for a long time, you've been a short time, and so you got more of an outsider view than I do, but typically Microsoft is not seen as being a company that embraces the designer. We embrace the developer, but we haven't really been a designer-focused company. Prior to coming to Microsoft, was that your vision too, and what actually convinced you to come to Microsoft to work on Expression Blend?
Yeah, definitely. I think that there is a big change in how Microsoft sees, you know, what can an application be? What does it consist of? And who are the players to make a really amazing application? And there's definitely the viewpoint with an expression, and within Microsoft, you can see it all across the board with lots of different products. A real focus on user experience design, user interface design, and that's a critical part of an application being successful and being usable. So I saw, you know, what was working, you know, the kind of people that were working in expression, the people that I talked to had, you know, such great attitudes and ideas about how to really bring designers to the table. I see that Microsoft really values the designer in the application design process. So, and that's what expression is really meant to do, is to bring them as a full participant in the application.
Now, when you say full participant, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, typically, when a website or an application for the desktop is being built, a designer will go and make their designs in a tool like Photoshop or PowerPoint. Or there's a variety of tools that they might use. And then they take those comps that they make up and they hand it off to a developer, and the developer builds the application. And it's really a, you know, the designer creates the design, hands it off to the developer. It's kind of a linear flow. With expression products, you know, a lot of, you know, we're constantly providing new features to bring the designer through the application process, not through a handoff, but that they're an active participant all the way through the life cycle of the application. So they can make changes to the design right in the same environment that the application is being built in. So it really gives them a lot more flexibility to update their designs, to really iterate on them, and work with the developer to make sure that their ideas, their vision for the application stays true all the way through to the end.
Now, does that mean that designers have to start thinking like developers? Because I imagine, you know, Visual Studio, I live in that all the time and doing code things, and to have a designer participate with me, you know, they've got to look at code, they've got to look at C# and stuff like that. And I'm not sure whether designers would want to be developers.
Definitely. One thing that we really realize is that, you know, tools need to tailor themselves to how a designer wants to work. What do they want to think about? What are the kinds of tasks they want to perform? And how is that different from a developer? And that's really what Expression Blend is doing. And as we evolve, and I think there's a lot of really exciting features coming out, which take that to a whole nother level. They're really providing ways for designers to add, you know, to lay out their application, to bring in their graphics, to add animation, make it really dynamic without having to look at any of the code. So, you know, as Expression evolves, you know, we add more and more features. And I think what I'm really excited about is the things that we've been adding recently that will really make that process a lot better for designers. So it's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. So the mindset of a designer working on websites and non-website applications, because, you know, applications aren't just the web. I mean, there's the old style applications, the install and deploy type applications, which I think are equally important for mm-hmm. having good visual design for it. The mindset of designers that are coming from a non-Microsoft world, what are some of the challenges you see them facing when they're now trying to, you know, have to use Blend and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple things. So, you know, the Expression toolset is evolving and becoming an even better place for designers to create their applications. But we also recognize that building an application is a team effort, and there's a lot of different people involved with that. There's designers, interactive designers, who might have a background where they're familiar with a little bit of scripting and maybe they're comfortable with that. There might be more pure visual designers who really don't want to deal with some of the more technical aspects. They really want to work with static assets, or maybe even with tools that they've been used to using, that their skill sets are very strong in, and they really want to keep creating some of their assets in those tools. So one of the things that we recognize is that it's very important for Expression to be very easy to work with tools that you've already been used to using. So we're adding lots of features to make that integration very smooth. You know, you can create your assets in a variety of applications, and then you can use them in Blend. And that's really great for leveraging the skill sets of the different people on the team who might not be using Blend. Another thing that's great about that is you might have assets that you've used in an application or a campaign previously that you want to reuse. So even though you might be working in Blend, you might have something in another format that you want to now use in this application. So those are the kinds of things that we're working on, is making it a really sort of a place where you can bring everything together, kind of a hub of all your assets, and then add that interactivity, that dynamic motion, the animation. So that's also really important to bring designers to the tables, mm-hmm. is not make them use a new tool set, but let them use their assets in a new environment to add new and interesting animations, behaviors, all those kinds of things for their apps.
So now, since you've only been at Microsoft for a couple of years, did you attend Mix prior to coming to Microsoft?
No, I actually had never attended Mix. You know, I'd been more part of conferences, you know, like SIGGRAPH and NAB and things like that, because I was always on the media side. So I did go to Mix last year, and so that was a really neat experience for the first time. And it's great to see how all these technologies come together and how far-reaching they are. I think that was one of the things that really drew me to Microsoft, is, you know, the platforms that Microsoft provides and the tools have the potential for far greater reach than a lot of the other applications that I had worked on. And that's really interesting. It's also, Mix is a great place to just meet lots of different people who understand the platforms, who are pushing it to new levels. So I got to meet a lot of designers as well as developers who are doing really interesting things. I got to find out, you know, where they want to go and how can we provide tools to do something that they can dream of but they don't quite know how to make yet. So that's part of it's a really great way to just get together and meet people of similar interests and learn things.
Well, that's kind of the goal of Mix, is, you know, help mm-hmm. these designers network and yeah. learn what's going on, not just with the Microsoft products, but with the products that hopefully make their jobs and their websites mm-hmm. and their applications that much more exciting.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity to meet the different people on product teams and have a voice and, you know, say what it is that you really want to do. We really look forward to that kind of interaction. Mix is a great place to do that.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joanna. I'm glad to meet you here and see what you're doing for it, and can't wait to see what sessions finally end up getting worked mm-hmm. up for Mix.
Great. Thank you.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed that little chat with Joanna to find out what she might be talking about at Mix. There's going to be an awful lot of sessions focusing on Expression tools, including Expression Blend, which is Joanna's favorite tool. So hopefully we'll see you at Mix at some of those sessions. Thanks for joining us.